You threw me a curveball, dude, with this axillary thing. So let's just put that aside because we need to, let's get down to the question that the oncologists have, which is this potentially ready for prime time in clinical decision making? And I'll go back to you, Julie. And now I'm talking about decisions about chemotherapy.
Well, I guess my answer would be in a selected group of patients, I have ordered it a couple times.
What kind of patients?
Positive nodes.
What kind of situation?
You know, low nodal burden. I'm not quite ready to say I would order it in a 10 positive node patient and use that to trump things. So somebody that I really do think, based on the features I have in front of me, is probably really sensitive to endocrine therapy, but happens to have a bit of nodal disease.
I mean, I assume as in the node negative situation, you're looking for a situation where you and the patient are kind of on the fence, or at least one of you are.
I would never order it if the patient said I would never accept chemo based on the answer. So we kind of have to be on the fence for me to order it.
So these couple of times, what was the situation?
Oh, truly one that had just on the border of 2 millimeters and one node, you know, and I knew the results before San Antonio of the analysis, so I got it paid for even before anything came out of San Antonio, interestingly. A somewhat older patient, I really didn't want to give chemo. Everything else about the tumor was fairly favorable. It was just really somebody I probably wouldn't have wanted to give chemo to, and this was just a bit more reassurance, and it did come out low there.
Cliff? So the last patient I saw yesterday before I left for the airport was 78 years old, in good health, with a 2-centimeter ER positive, 100%, PR negative, 0, HER2 normal breast cancer, and a single positive lymph node out of 14.
What kind of health was the patient in?
Very good health.
What was her attitude?
Her attitude was, I'll take chemo if I really need it. And that, for me, was one of the first times that I've ordered the test in a node positive patient.